Good morning, it's Carly and Seamus right across the far north.
And joining us right now, I'm so excited, is Casey Donovan. Casey is going to be a part of a brand new show coming to Channel 10 for Pilot Week called Catfish. And she's got a bit of an interesting backstory as to why she's attached to this program, because she actually had a pretty serious catfishing situation herself. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
Now, Casey, it's great to talk with you. And when I first heard this, my heart sunk. So can you fill us in with your catfish story?
Yeah, sure. I mean, how long have we got? look, I'll put it into a nutshell for everyone. I was fresh out of Idol on tour and I received a phone call from a guy. And at first I was like, you can't have this number. You need to delete it. I can't give you the reasons why, but you just can't have it. Anyway, he was very persistent and wore me down. And, you know, by the end of the tour, we were talking, you know, all night, every night after the shows. And I started, you know, developing feelings for this guy. It was someone to talk to and someone that, you know, didn't judge me or, you know, he was just there to listen. And then I was all excited because I was flying back to Sydney and he was going to be at the airport and then we're going to start our relationship and, you know, then I'd be in love and married, whatever. It turned out that way, sadly. His mate, a girl, let's give her the name Olga, turned up to the airport and gave me a card and a teddy bear and said, oh, Campbell couldn't make it. He was a bit hungover this morning, but I'm here and here's some presents that he got you, which was a bit weird. And then from then on in, it was kind of her and I just becoming friends and him just never showing up and me getting angry and me getting sad and, you know, me going through all the emotions that a teenage girl would when she loves something but doesn't get to have it. Fast forward, you know, 6 years and he still hasn't shown up and I've now, you know, grown into a woman and is becoming a little bit, you know, less patient with everything and turns out it was her.
So that is incredible. That's such an incredible story. At what point did you realise it was her?
Look, I had suspicions, but I didn't want to believe it. And I'd come forward and asked her many times, you know, stared her, you know, in the face, in the eyes and said, what is going on? You need to tell me. Is it you? Like, is it someone I know? Like, what's going on? She swore black and blue that it was not her and he was real. And it wasn't until the moment where I opened up to my then manager and just said, I've never met this guy. No one knows I've never met him. Like, I've told people, I've lied to people saying that I've met him because I felt like a complete fool. And, you know, within 24 hours, I had figured out that it was her and, you know, my world came crashing down.
Yeah, I could imagine because it sounds like you had obviously a deep emotional connection. So then there's going to be that void in your life. Where is Olga now and did she ever give you a reason as to why she did that?
I'm not sure where she is at the moment. And no, I never really got a definitive answer as to why. I never got that closure. And that's the one thing that kind of, you know, drew me to Catfish the TV show is that we get to bring people closure. We get to investigate their stories, find out who they're talking to, and get them to a point where they get to meet face-to-face, whether that person is the person in the pictures or whether it's not. They get to have that closure and the hopeful gets to ask that person, you know, why? And the Catfish gets to answer. And yeah, I just that closure, I guess I can kind of, you know, put a little bit of that closure into my life and be like, okay, that's fine.
Now, has this affected your ability to find love going forward? Because that's such a deceit that I can imagine that you would be more hesitant these days, or have you just put that behind you?
Look, I'm always a little bit hesitant. I still trust with all of my heart, which I'm like, Casey, come on, surely you've learned from your past experiences. But, you know, that's just the person I am. I trust people and I'm hopeful. But the dating scene, it's even stranger now because, you know, I've grown into a woman and I'm not, you know, this 16-year-old kid anymore. I've got, you know, I'm doing things with my life, and I also have to be wary of people that just want to, you know, go on dates with Casey Donovan. There's a lot of that, you know. I've been on dates where people have brought out their phone and called their friends and said, oh, hey, Case, can you say happy birthday to this person? I'm like, what the heck?
That's so annoying.
Oh my God.
I know,
that's
like,
really frustrating.
Oh my goodness, aren't we on a date? No, you just want a big note.
Yeah,
your
it makes you feel like a novelty. That's really frustrating.
I want to know, Casey, because everyone wants the happy ending. Are you seeing anyone at the moment?
No.
Well, come to Cairns.
We'll get you sorted. I've already got a couple of guys in mind.
We've actually got our psychic medium here. I feel like she's getting vibes.
Alison Maiden, she's in the studio with us right now. Hey, Alison.
Hey, Casey.
Hiya.
I'm actually getting a name through for your sweetheart,
Ooh.
Eric.
Ooh.
Eric.
Yeah, do you know
Prince
an Eric?
Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid?
No, I got that name quite strong.
Do you know an Eric? Casey?
No, I don't know an Eric.
Not yet.
It's a name to look out for, and there's a strong connection to Sydney.
Oh, right.
I love this. Now, Casey, if you meet an Eric in Sydney, get in contact with us. We're meeting the guy firsthand, and I'll give him stern words. Hey, Casey, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to watch you on Catfish. It's going to be a great TV series. Thanks for joining us.
No, thank you.
It's Carly and Seamus on Hit.